Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Janine Driver is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend, but we're probably going to fix that. She's probably going to wind up not being just a new friend. She's the president and the founder of Body Language Institute, and for quite some time now, she's been working with a lot of different folks to help them understand what people are saying when they talk to you, but not by what's coming out of their mouths, and also what message are you conveying with your body. Her book is called You Say More Than You Think, and she's with us right now. Janine Driver, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm happy to be here. Thanks
it's
for having me.
Good to have you here. In the previous segment, Janine, I've been through your book a little bit, and I've been reading some of the things that you've been saying, and I called you a body language heretic, and here's my point. I'm a social media heretic. That's kind of what I've been jokingly kind of saying about myself, because a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the way I am about social media. I don't like the way a lot of people think about social media. They're not, especially in business. And as I read your book, I'm thinking, you know, she's kind of like that in the way of body language. Would that be a fair assessment, Janine?
That is true. I'm really big on challenging conventional wisdom. So I think there's a lot of misinformation out there that these so-called body language experts are repeating year after year, and it actually causes more harm than good, especially to business people. So I'm excited to be here and to break some of the rules
let's
tell you the real deal. I do everything based on science. There's a new show on Fox called Lie to Me,
and
it's a huge hit. I've been trained by that real guy, Dr. Paul Ekman.
Well,
I have been mentored
really,
by him. Really?
So I see. Well, the guy who developed that program is the son of one of my Brain Trust members, Stephen Baum.
No.
Yeah,
That is too funny. It was meant for us to cast.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
We're going to change people's lives today.
So let's nail your 99 theses on the wall of this oak door here, on the bi-language door. Talk to us about some of the things that we've typically believed were true about bi-language, like looking somebody in the eye. That's a big bi-language thing, right?
Well, it's interesting. Yes. You're right, Jim, because most people think that you want to give a lot of eye contact, and I travel around the country doing speaking engagements to corporate America, and I'll ask people, I say, how much eye contact do you think is appropriate in a business setting? 40%, 60%, or 80%? And then I'll have people raise their hands. Inevitably, I get about 10% of the people that will raise their hands for 40%.
Yeah.
I get a little bit more than half, probably about 60%, for 60% eye contact. And then when I say how much 80% eye contact is appropriate, I'll get about 40% of the room. And I have the people who say 80% eye contact is important, because we all know eye contact is important. I have those people stand up, and I have everyone who's sitting look at the people who are standing, because these are the intimidators.
I was going to say, when you stare at somebody, when you look at somebody 80%, you're staring them down.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what cops do, right?
Yeah,
they're trying to intimidate
right.
you. Used car salesmen, not to knock them because they're my clients and they need my help, but they know that eye contact's important, and they overdo it. They oversell.
Yeah.
And we feel it as a customer that you are inauthentic. You are trying to sell us instead of share with us.
And isn't that, and I always like to have a little fun with the genders, Janine, because it's just because it's so much fun, mainly. But isn't eye contact a little different for men than it is for women?
Well, there's something interesting there. I'm glad you asked that. Women, and I love both men and women, but women are really great with our peripheral vision. So a woman can walk into a room and see everything that's going on. And
including what everybody's wearing.
Right, everything.
The shoes, the earrings, the whole thing. I'm not being derogatory. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Men are all about protecting us. So men look at one main area typically, and they have limited peripheral vision. So
right. They're
so focused on what's in front of them. Here's the problem. If you're going to sell in sales, or you have your own company, you're a small entrepreneur, whatever it is that you are trying to sell, and we're all in sales, we're all selling ourselves.
Right.
You need to know, whether you're a man or a woman, if you are communicating with a man, after you shake their hand and you say, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to meet me, you say something complimentary. I love that tie. It brings out your blue eyes. Whatever your little compliment
is. I use that all the time with guys. Go ahead.
Shiny shoes. You know, my mother always said you can trust a guy in shiny shoes.
Yeah.
It's a guy with class, right? That's my line. After you do that, what you want to do is break eye contact. Look down, grab your briefcase, grab a resume if you're on a job interview. You need to break eye contact when you're being with a man, because the man needs to literally look you up and down to see if you're a threat.
Yeah.
It's part of who they are. Women,
well,
and
plus, if they're the customer, they want to be the alpha.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
But back to the ladies, though. I mean, seriously, this is a little bit of a problem, because women don't want men to stare them down. But there is a point at which women will say, he's not making eye contact with me. I want, you know, women want you to look at them.
Well, here, so I want to tell you one more thing.
In
their
eyes, I should say. They want you to see that in their eyes.
Well, here's the deal with men and women. Men, I will say this, are great at using body language to get what they want. They're great at using body language to maximize the moment.
How do we do that?
You put your hands on your hips. You keep your three power zones open, which is your neck dimple, right? This little notch in your throat, your belly button, and the below the belt area. You might have one hand on your hip. You'll pop back your right shoulder and your elbow over the back of a chair. Men will sit in a figure four position. They'll cross their ankle.
And when men are animated, it's a forceful animation, and it's not very graceful or elegant. It's kind of a forceful thing, isn't it?
Very powerful. Men are very powerful at body language. So women, we're great at reading body language. We're not always as great at using it to show that we're confident.
You know, you said women are great at reading body language. I'm going to be a bit of a heretic here and push back on you there, Janine, because I think women think that they're great at reading body language, but I think that they sometimes overread body language.
Well, I think you're making a great point. Women are great at reading body language. We're picking up on nonverbal cues. What the problem is, and I think what you're addressing here, isn't that we're not good at reading body language. We are, but then we become mind readers.
Yeah.
You don't take that next step.
You're
so
exactly
all of a sudden,
right.
You scratch your nose with your middle finger, and I add all this meaning to it. I'm a meaning-making machine.
And even though this isn't necessarily language, you know, here's what I hear. Well, it wasn't what you said. It's how you said it.
Here's the deal. I don't care if the tone of voice changes. I don't care if someone scratches their nose with their middle finger. I don't care if they just suddenly cross their legs. Women and men together, we need to be asking powerful questions. And that's one of the great things in my book, You Say More Than You Think, is I break down exactly what to say.
We're going to do that when we come back. She's going to reveal all this to us, folks. The world of body language is going to open up to you and be revealed to you right after these messages. I know you're not going to go away for that. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Janine Driver is our guest. Her book is called You Say More Than You Think. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. All the other stuff, my blog is there. By the way, my most recent blog post is, what is a blog anyway? And why should you care if you're a small business owner? So check that out. And all the other things you can find there at our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Janine Driver is our guest, our new friend, but she's not going to be a new friend for long. We're going to turn her into an old friend real soon. She's got a lot to teach us. Her book is called You Say More Than You Think. Janine, tell us how we can find you and your book.
It's literally, you can either punch in Janine Driver, JANINE.com, or you can punch in the name of the book, You Say More Than You Think. .com, and anyone who actually buys a copy of the book today, if they shoot us over an email, either on my website, they can see my email address right there to my manager, Tracy Allen. What I'm sending them is a free body language swag bag,
Ooh.
Which is all my body language articles I've written, including on how to read 7 universal emotions based on that show on Fox called Lie to Me. I tell you exactly what
to do. And a cool bag too, right?
Well, it's all electronic, so we just send it to you electronically.
Oh, see, I was already hoping I could put groceries in it, you know.
No, it sells for $250. It's literally everything I've written other than this book. Everything I've written.
All I got to do is go to your website and buy a book and ask for that.
Right. Well, they buy the book on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, Borders, and then just send me a copy of the receipt. And the email address they would send it to is T, as in Tracy, T-Allen, A-L-L-E-N, at TracyAllen.com. That's T-R-A-C-I, Allen, A-L-L-E-N.com. They send the receipt. We'll send it out to them tomorrow morning. They'll get their body language swag bag.
We like those offers. Thank you for that. We like free stuff, too. Janine, I'm an animated person. I have a lot of nervous energy. I'm all over the place. How do you differentiate body language from somebody who's just naturally animated?
It's interesting. I love that you asked me that question, Jim, because this is a big problem in law enforcement. My background's law enforcement. I worked for ATF as an investigator for 16 years, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And now I train the CIA, the DIA, the FBI, you name it. And this is a big problem in the law enforcement world as well as the business world. When you see someone with nervous energy, the foot's going a million miles a minute, they're playing with their cuticles, maybe one finger's playing with the cuticle on their thumb, that most people think that you're nervous, anxious, or you're insecure. And the book starts off talking about you need to get someone's baseline. What is their baseline behavior? Because or else you're going to add meaning to something that means nothing.
You're
going to
read into something that's not there.
I wanted to write a body language book, Jim, and I wanted it literally to be blank, and all it would say inside, there'd be 300 pages, and one sentence would say, body language means nothing. That's it. But the bad side is...
I told you she was a heretic, folks. Go ahead.
But this is where those myths actually matter about crossed arms and nervous energy, because people are judging us based on those myths. So it matters if you're fidgety, if you're going to get that new client. They're going to think that you don't believe in your company. Even though it means nothing, so that's twofold there. So we need to be careful on reading others. We have to get their baseline. What is their norm? How are they behaving when they have nothing to hide? When I say, hey, what do you think of the Olympics, and your foot's going a mile a minute, you're not lying to me or holding something back. Why would you be nervous? You didn't just, went down the big, big slope skiing.
Right.
So once I get that baseline, then we can look for what I call a deviation in the baseline, and that's called a hot spot or a probing point. But we need to be aware. If you're fidgety like you and me, because I'm just like you, Jim, my foot's going a mile a minute right now. I've always got a piece of gum in my mouth. I look like Britney Spears, for the love of God. She went away. But you need to know people are judging us by these myths.
Well,
the myths actually matter.
How do we do the best job we can with our body language without being self-conscious? See, now you're making me self-conscious, Janine.
Well, you can still be fidgety. I'm going to give you a couple quick tips right now. In my book, You Say More Than You Think, I call these seven-second quick tips. So here's one. Number one, if you are in that big, huge, important meeting, this new huge client, I'm meeting with Audi next week. It's going to be a huge client for me. This is important for me to pull in my nervous energy that just naturally happens to me. I'm very anxious. I'm a doer. I need 100 things going a million times miles a minute. I can simply crunch my toes inside my shoes. Instead of bouncing my foot a mile a minute, I just keep crunching and crunching my toes. No one can see it. It's not leaking any evidence to anyone else that I'm a high-energy person.
You're channeling your energy, aren't you?
You channel it up. That's right. If you are the type of person that likes to put your hands in your pockets because it's comfortable for you, then what you can do is make sure your pockets are literally sewed up. If you don't sew it yourself, you can bring it to your local tailor. It costs about $10. You make sure you have one suit where the pockets are sewed. So when you're standing around and you're at that huge networking event where you're going to, you are your brand. I mean, you are your brand. So if you show up at a networking event and you've got your hands in your pockets and your thumbs are hidden, I don't mind hands in your pockets as long as you stick the thumbs out. Maybe we'll talk about that in a bit. But if you are the type that always has the hands, sew it up. Go to the local tailor. It's $10.
You know, one of the things that I've done over the years is whenever I've been in someone's office, is whenever I sit down, I get as relaxed in the chair as I can. I mean, almost to the point of being reclining, and that's helped me to kind of take some of the rather than sitting up on the edge or that sort of thing.
You never sit up on the edge anyway.
Yeah.
So that's why you're so successful. Do you know what? Think about it. What do car salesmen do? Car salesmen move you from one place to another. They constantly are moving their bodies.
Yeah.
There has been a great book out there by Dr. Daniel Amen. It's about change your brain, change your body. It's one of my favorites. And here's what he talks about. When you move someone's body,
you can
move their brain.
Go ahead. Quickly.
When you move someone's body, you move their brain. So get your body moving. Show one room to another. Start the proposal in your office, then go to the conference room, then go outside, close the deal.
I've had a lot of people to say, Jim, walk with me. You know, and it kind of took the edge off of everything. Hey, Janine, will you come back?
I will come back.
You got a lot more to teach us. I'm looking forward to that already.
Thanks.
Janine Driver, give us the website one more time, quickly.
It's YouSayMoreThanYouThink.com. Buy a copy of the book today. Send us a receipt, and we'll send you a free $250.
Thanks, Janine. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.